Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Dolphins, who came up short last night, falling to Buffalo 31-21. Miami will take an 0-3 record in the next week's matchup with the Jets on Monday Night Football. Over to the Canes, will host the Gators tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 7:30 from Hard Rock, and that game can be heard here on WQM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. And to the Marlins, who swept the Rockies with a 9-7 win. Miami will now head to Texas for a three-game series with the Rangers. Tonight's first pitch is at 8:10. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Rand Robbins got released. He takes over. Punt is with a flag down, and the punt's going to be downed at the two-yard line, but you've got Zach Sealer.
Blew him up.
The kick from 92, the defense. 15-yard penalty, automatic push down.
And Sealer is a 8-year veteran, one of the best players on this defense, blows up the long snapper and tries to make a play. And because of that effort, it cost him.
Can't make stupid errors like that. And we got to learn from each and every play. Can't put ourselves in positions like that. And, you know, I can't do that. You know, obviously I got to learn how to work through the punt rush and going through all that and falling to the side. So, you know, like you said, not one play lies in the game, but it sure does feel pretty bad sometimes. So, you know, God's got a plan and got to work through it, and we got to keep growing. I think a lot of guys showed a lot of flashes today. I think both sides of the ball did some great things. Obviously, there's plenty to clean up, but I think we're trending in the right direction, and we just got to right the ship and go on a run.
To a throw, and it's intercepted. It's picked off at about the 20-yard line. Harold Bernard with the huge interception.
Yeah, I thought I was in rhythm and timing of the play, seeing the flat defender go over the top of Jalen. Jalen's turning around. I think that was a really good play by the defender, and, you know, had some color in my face trying to maneuver the throw as well. But I, 10 out of 10 times, if we're looking at that same thing, you know, I think I'd still try to work that timing of hitting that that spot, and I think the linebacker made a great play on that.
Dolphins come up short on Thursday Night Football, 31-21. They drop to the Bills. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, we go to Omar Kelly, who was at the game from the Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist. Omar, good morning. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. So what do you think about Tua's comments before we get to not getting it done late in the fourth quarter for a second straight game?
That's actually the first time I've heard about it. I thought it was true. He had some blue in his face, never looked off the linebacker. I'm a little surprised he said he'd make that throw, you know, whatever, out of 10 times. But, you know,
those eyes were looking right at him. I've watched it in slow motion.
Yeah.
Like, no. Your eyes don't lie. My lying eyes, man. He was looking right at that dude.
Yeah. I mean,
Jalen Waddle, that dude. Sorry.
Yeah. It's easy for us to criticize Tua when we have slow motion and replay and a defender's coming directly into our face.
Yep.
But the reality is that moment after moment, game after game, there are very few opportunities where he's called on to rise to the occasion, and he actually does. I think he did in the last road game against Buffalo. He put the team in position to win the game, and then the defense kind of coughed it up. But we just got to get better clutch play from Tua, and better clutch play from the entire team. Now, you know, as I always say, the quarterback is always at fault, no matter what, in a loss. It's easy for everybody to criticize a quarterback, but I think Tua is probably item number 8 on the list of things that are bad, wrong, rotten.
Not me.
About the Miami Dolphins.
I put him right for his position and what he gets paid to be a franchise quarterback. I don't care if guys are sliding in his face. He's right on the top of my list. But go ahead. Who's on top of your list?
Well, my list starts with the defense, primarily the defensive line. I mean, we're 3 weeks where they haven't stopped anybody running the ball. 5.8 yards per carry for Buffalo Bills. You know, that to me is just not acceptable.
Yeah. No, it's got to get fixed, or if it can. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we you know, Zach Sealer sat as he was after the game for making that play that pretty much cost the team their momentum, not the game, but their momentum.
Yeah, no, that was a huge mistake. Yep.
That was just an absolute huge mistake. I throw Tyreek Hill on that list. He had two opportunities to catch balls that he didn't bring in. He even acknowledged that I got to do better. I got to catch those passes.
Wow. I thought Tyreek played pretty well. I thought Tyreek ran some great routes, and I didn't think quarterback got him the ball. The one I know that he caught out of bounds, he got one step. That ball's got to be thrown inside and thrown earlier and get there faster than it did.
Yeah, what about the deep one that he had in his hands that he didn't bring in?
The deep one with one guy on each side that he ran down the middle? The fluff, but the punt? It looked more like a punt than a pass? That was terrible.
Sorry, guys. Give me that opportunity. Just throw it up there. Don't care. Don't matter about coverage.
You can't run 10-100 meters when you're going up. He's not doing the high jump. That man is. You got to get. What happened to getting the ball out in front of him like we saw a couple years ago? What? This 2 weeks in a row. I mean, now you're telling. Are you selling me that now all the deep balls need to be thrown like, hey, guy, take off and run fast, but be prepared to come back for the ball because it's not going to be out in front.
You cannot
get on him for two guys collapsing on him at the same time on that play.
I understand he's bracing himself for a hit. I mean, but the ball touched your hands. Nobody.
Man, oh my gosh. I cannot believe this, Omar. I thought our two receivers played. I thought they were pretty good, even though their numbers look like they did last year, if not worse.
Their numbers look pedestrian. All of their numbers look pedestrian.
All those short passes. I think Mike realizes Tua can't do a lot down the field, and some of it he doesn't have the time. So just throwing all these short stuff and the swing and screen, swing, screen.
To me, that's what it is. And the replacement of Keon Smith, Daniel Brunskill, he's the guy that lets up the rusher right on that pass that gets intercepted. I mean, everybody's got to do better. Yes. Everybody's got to do
better. Yeah, I agree. The team's not there as a group. They're not playing well enough. There were guys that had their moments last night, and you know there were. But when you lose and the way it went down. By the way, did Keon Smith get hurt, or did they just put Brunskill in there because of his play?
No. Brunskill. Keon got benched.
By the way, everybody said he played poorly in the last game. Why did he start?
Because he's a young player that has upside and talent. They've given him opportunity. But, yeah, everybody played poorly in the last game, offensive line, except for
Aaron Brewer.
Patrick Paul.
And Patrick Paul.
Patrick
Paul, by the way, I feel bad because he is playing. To me, he's playing really well. I said last night, we don't talk about him enough. And I guess he must be playing really well. And we had a laugh because we only talk about offensive linemen when they give up a sack or a pressure that affects things. Yeah. Hey, so your take on Anthony Weaver in the defense and what's going on? We got growing pains with some of the guys, and I was prepared for two of the draft picks that are two of your high draft picks that are playing on the defensive line at those tackle positions, but there is some growing pains with it.
I think it's worse than growing pains. They're just getting blown off the ball. It is so ugly to watch that run defense, and that's not something I'm used to seeing from the Miami Dolphins defense. Certainly not something I'm used to seeing from Zach Sealer. And I'm not saying that Sealer's just absolutely stinking it up, but you could tell he's putting pressure on himself, trying to babysit and hold the hand of some of these young players. And they're just not getting it done. The twisting and stunting isn't working. Guys are getting moved off the point. It's compromising everything from a defensive standpoint. And I'm not telling you that the linebackers or the safeties haven't made a playoff season. That they we're going three games, no turnovers. And I asked Mink about
that. Isn't that funny? We don't even talk about them. I know they get some tackles, but
yeah.
Actually, Dante Trader, man, nice tackle. Because James Cook was going to be off to the races on a run. But you're right. There hasn't been any. Well, they got zero takeaways. So that's not good.
Yeah, no. And nobody's being challenged on any level of the defense. The game isn't hard for the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks aren't under a ton of pressure.
All played great so far. You're right.
Can't stop the run. Can't stop the tight end. It's just a defense that's hemorrhaging. After the game, Jordan Brooks basically said, this is a communication issue. We don't feel comfortable playing with one another. We don't have chemistry with one another. And that, you know, it's going to take time and this has to be fixed. But, you know, at this point,
it's not good.
I can have to tell you, you know, everybody's sitting here waiting for Anthony Weaver to become the interim coach. Like, his defense is probably playing the worst of out of all the team's units on the team.
Let me ask you about Ollie Gordon. It's good to see. And I said this earlier, you were on it. A lot of the writers were on it. Our fan base is going, we want to see the big guy running, man. And he ran with power again last night. Got a little running game going. Some of the one positive thing. I was glad to see him get more than two carries.
Absolutely. They used the I formation. They used RPO. And I think that they can do those things. They've shown throughout camp that they can do those things. The problem is you got to have a lead or close or not be playing down by 12 points. To put yourself in a situation where you can do that play action kind of stuff. Gordon runs with power. I'm not saying he's better than Devon Achane, but it gives you a nice 1-2 punch. Yesterday, the Dolphins ran for 130 yards, 5.2 yards per carry. Yeah. There isn't a single game where I think they've run for less than 5 yards per carry. The problem is they haven't had opportunity. Well, they did against the Bills. Hopefully that continues, because the one thing I can tell you that this offense can do is they can run the ball.
I thought Mike's play calling was really good without the deep passes that they couldn't get on the same page. I liked it. Maybe a little bit too much of our number one running back on swing and screens on the outside. A couple of them got blown up in a big way. Damn near got him killed on one. But what'd you think?
I haven't looked at it film, and I had such a horrible view of the game. I watched the game a little bit last night, but I have such a horrible view of the game. It's hard for me to sit there and criticize play calling, but
I thought Mike dialed up some good stuff. Yeah.
They were balanced. I like that, but you know, opportunities, it would be nice if you had the ability to utilize a tight end. I think Malik Washington can do a little bit more. Do I like 10 targets for Tyreek? I absolutely do. Wish he would have come down with a little bit more of those targets. I'm not a Devon needs to touch the ball 30 times a game kind of guy. So he didn't. He touched the ball 19. He touched the ball.
He got a lot.
He touched the ball 21 times. And that's okay, because right now Devon is probably the best performer on the team. So you do what you can.
Yeah.
From the return game, I liked what I saw from Dee Eskridge.
Got the game. You didn't need a fast start. You can't do any better than what Dee Eskridge started that game on that 53-yard return.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Omar, good stuff, man. I appreciate you coming on. We just just we got to somehow pay a lot of money to that outside. Just got to figure out how to make it work where we can complete some passes down the field. We're not the Buffalo Bills, man. They are. By the way, did it feel like all three teams, before I let you go, had the same game plan? Run the ball and throw a lot of short passes, tight ends, and just didn't force it down the field very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this is a defense that's going to give you everything underneath. So I'd love to see them vary what they do and how they play. But we are where we are because you have limitations.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, thank you so much, Omar. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
All right. All right. No problem, John.
All right. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning to talk a little bit. See, there we have right off the bat. I can just see everybody going out of who played well and who didn't play and pointing fingers today. Hey, man, it really doesn't matter because you're 0-3. Well, we're playing better. Great. You lost by 10. You're 0-3. Well, we played maybe the best team. Yeah, great. They're in the AFC East with you. You're 0-3. And now, my God, you got the Jets. They might be in the same boat. They might be in the same boat for that Monday night game coming up here. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us here in the 8 o'clock hour, Hurricanes radio analyst. And get ready, man. I can't wait. I can't wait. I was told by a whole bunch of people, just talking to some of the NFL guys, that Gators got a lot of talent. Said they expect it to be a good game. I said, all right. And by the way, raving about Carson Beck. Everybody said the same thing. Carson Beck's playing better than I thought. I didn't expect Carson Beck to play the way he's played. It's amazing. And he's got it. He's got some great weapons. We'll come back and talk with DBJ here in just a few minutes here, about 17 minutes from now. We'll talk to him. I want to talk about Baptist Health South Florida, though. Boy, do they have a great sports medicine program. My gosh. Yeah, I've been down there a few times myself. All my buddies have, man. All of us still active. Hey, for everybody that's active out there, maybe too competitive, you know this, sooner or later everybody gets hurt, then everybody's looking to go where the pros go. And I will tell you, Baptist Health South Florida takes care of Inner Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU and FAU. Take care of a lot of teams down here, a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida, but from all over the country. We got great facilities and a top 50 sports medicine program in the country because of the great doctors they put together and the great facilities. Yeah, when you start talking about top specialists, they have about 35 strong now for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors. Now we got Achilles doctors. Hey, listen, man, it's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible. You know the deal, whether it's team or individual sports, three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, also at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the Miami Dolphins training facility, and up in Broward on 595 and Pine Island Implantation. All great facilities. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect the ball. I wish I could, I think the quarterback has to be responsible for it. However, I wish I could just put it on him, but it's a tough job to do when there's someone in your face. We need, everybody needs to do better. And we can't, you know, if you got to ditch the ball to the flat, in moments like that, and that's what we have to learn from.
All right, Mike McDaniel talking about the late interception by Tua. It's amazing. Hey, listen, man, I know it wasn't perfect. I know it wasn't a nice, clean pocket. I know. I know sometimes you got to move around. Sometimes you got to throw it earlier than you want to. I know that. But something doesn't look right. Something doesn't look like the Tua. And I know it's been a going back a couple years. He just doesn't look like the same guy, does it? Footwork, just everything. And listen, man, no matter how we put it, late in the game, he had three possessions late in the last two games. Three. You've thrown two interceptions, chance to win a game against New England twice with a touchdown. Defense got it back. They kick a long field goal, so now you need, you know, a touchdown. You still win by a point. And then yesterday, you have a chance to tie it most likely, but who knows? Maybe Mike goes for two. Says, hey, man, I don't want to keep going. They're a better team than we are. Maybe he goes for two and in that situation if you get there. But you march down the field. He did some – look, he had some nice plays. If you're looking and you're a big Tua fan, made a nice run for a first down, nice slide. Made a nice play rolling out third and long and hit Tyreek crossing. But that said, when you need to make a play late in the game, he hasn't made him. Has not made him. And I don't know if we win that game. Listen, Buffalo's a better team. We hung around with them, but they're a better team. Starting at the quarterback and working to the offensive line, we have nothing in common with them at those two positions. Nothing in common. Play well together. They win a lot. They're used to winning. They know how to win. And our goals, we're trying to, you know, right now we're trying to get back 500, but our goals, like, you know, get a wild card position. Theirs is they want to get to a Super Bowl and finally overtake the Kansas City Chiefs, who've got their own problems. So, anyway, but I would like to hear this a little more. I don't know. I need to be better, period. I need to be better. I'm going to get into, you know, a guy made a great jump on the ball, and I need to be better. I need to do a better job. That's it. Everybody say that. Our Zach Sealer say it. Hey, man, I messed up. Man, I got to be better. In that situation on special, I got to be better. All right. Hey, I got to be better too, because I got Don Bailey Jr. coming up, man. And we'll talk to DBJ, as Hurricanes radio analyst, as he gets set for another big game. A lot of people now starting to say, hey, Canes, one of the best teams. Some of them are saying might be the best team. I don't know if they're the best team. There's some other really good ones out there right now. But I tell you what, we'll know a lot more over the next two games they've got with Florida and Florida State. We'll talk to DBJ about all that stuff coming up here. And the play, of course, of Carson Beck has been a great story, man. Nobody knew exactly. We didn't even know if he's going to be healthy after missing spring football. All right, Cliggy's. Man, I love talking about Cliggy's carts. I just want to let everybody know out there, if you live in a golf cart community, yes, like to drive around in them. At night, take the family, like a nice golf cart, a nice one, loaded, man. The lights, the great tunes, great sound system, the whole deal, right? Safe. Cliggy's Carts, man, features Royal EV golf carts, the coolest golf carts in America today, and I mean not even close. They're all electric, featuring 48 and 72-volt lithium battery options, designed and engineered to be a leader in quality and safety with aluminum frames. All right, safety features. Don't worry when you're gone and the kids get in an accident and roll over themselves and somebody gets hurt. No, they got features. They'll take care of that. Aluminum frames, you know why? So they don't rust out within the first couple years. Adjustable front seat and all their six seat models, which is something nobody else has, can adjust for tall people with long legs. Custom paint jobs, including color of your favorite teams, anything you want, they can do. Sound bars, LED lighting, Cliggy's carts, man. They are special like nobody's business. They really are. And I'm telling everybody, it's weekend again. You got to go to the showroom. You got to see it. You got to take it for a drive. Find one you like. Take it for the drive. See exactly what you want. You're going to love them. You really will love them. Cliggy's Carts, located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I don't care if you're in Dade, Broward, or up in Jupiter with all the wealthy people up there. Call 877-CLIGGY'S, K-L-I-G-G-Y-S, Cliggy's, or visit CliggysCarts.com. Get more information. Man, I'm telling you right now, you will love Cliggy's. You love it. And by the way, they're slashing prices in a big way right now, kind of getting rolling up there in that location. You will love everything about them. Matter of fact, Cliggy's will deliver free to anywhere in South Florida. You buy a golf cart from them, you'll have delivery, and it'll look just the way you want it. And $1,000 off or 0% financing, if that will help. Cliggy's doing it all. You will love them. It's worth your drive this weekend anywhere in South Florida to go to the showroom, check out these gorgeous Cliggy's carts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Always one of our favorite guys. Don Bailey Jr., Hurricanes radio analyst, joins us this morning. And, man, it's finally here. We've been talking about the Gators have had some problems, but, as you know, have a very talented team. Everybody's expecting it to be a close game, although the point spread's not looking like that. My God, somebody loaded up on money. Canes are favored by, what, 8.5 now? 9.5 points? 9.5 points right now. Anyway, DBJ, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. You on fumes, or did you get any rest last night, man?
No, I stayed awake. I tried to doze a little bit, but it didn't work. I didn't want to fall asleep and miss that fillet.
How was the Jim Kelly dinner and all that deal up there?
Jim wasn't in town. I think he was back in the morning. I didn't even see him yesterday. It's funny. So he wasn't with us. And you know, we usually pick up the whole tab. We don't, but the Dolphins usually pick up the tab. So I was surprised that Jim didn't freeload that little bad boy and go with us last night, you know. Not that he needs the money either, but he, you know, it didn't happen. Anyway, hey, man, I got to tell you, I got to start with Carson Beck. I love it. Everywhere I go going, hey, you know, I got to be honest. Carson Beck's a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
It's incredible, you know, because he was injured during spring and all the stuff, the talk at Georgia, and he is – Don, has he surprised you a little bit on just how good he's been, even moving around and sliding around in the pockets, even taking guys on a little bit on the bootleg?
You know, a little bit in the run game, Joe, but when you look at his body of work, you know, last year, 24, they got on him about interceptions, and they had the 102nd running game in the country at Georgia last year. So that helped, you know, hurt his numbers. And he had lost from the year before a first-round tight end and a second-round receiver. So, you know, I looked at the fact that the guy started in the Southeastern Conference for 2 years, went to championship games, has all the experience. And then, I mean, he's the type of body that you want at that position. He's a 6'4" or 6'5" guy, and he can make every throw. And, you know, I just think that he's gotten revitalized with Shannon Dawson and the University of Miami and South Florida. And instead of everybody picking at him and what he's not doing right and what he could do better, everybody down here has welcomed him with open arms. And I think you're seeing the residual effects of it. But I think he's done a great job. And he's a leader. That's what people don't think realize. He is a first one in, last one out, and leads this football
team. Yeah, and he looks like when they show those shots with he and the guys, and hey, some of those guys 5-6 years younger, like Malachi Toney, who's turned into one of the first or second receivers that he's throwing to on this team right now. Speaking of that, we got a nice little group of guys starting to – I'm not saying it's been a group effort offensively, but Fletcher, Malachi Toney, and C.J. Daniels, not a bad way to start. And I did not know C.J. Daniels was going to be this good, and he makes one of those ridiculous NFL catches, it seems like, every week.
Yeah, he does. And you know what you don't realize until you go at it? I mean, the guy's caught over 2,600 yards of footballs in his college career, but he's big, Joe. He's a 6'2" guy. You know, I mean, he's not a 5'11" claiming to be 6'1". He's a legit 6'2" guy, and that helps him. And, you know, he played in big games when he was at LSU last year. They probably didn't get the numbers that he wanted, but you know, he's somebody that has helped everybody else in that room. And then they worked in, you know, Tony Johnson last week, who did a great job, had some big time catches. And then Keelan Marion, who returns the kicks, he's doing great. And Josh Moore, how about that one? The freshman, Joe, first two passes, touchdowns, right?
He's got to be, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out because I've learned my lesson on doing that. But I got to tell you, what a great tease to start your college career on. I've heard about his freakish talent, 6'4", 205 pounds, can run. Then you see him go up and get that ball a little bit short in the end zone. He goes up with those big, strong hands. And you see it at practice every day. He runs by dudes, man.
Yeah, he's just not a lumbering 6'4" receiver. He's got top-end speed, and he's working his way into understanding how to get open in college football. And go back to Carson Beck. Who better to throw you open than that guy?
Yeah, no, you're right. Hey, are you worried about – I've been getting this a lot. Hey, they're not using a tight end. They got a real good tight end. They talk about him last year as a true freshman. Again, this year, they're just not getting enough. Are you concerned? Would you like to see – it was such a big position for us last year for a guy that ends up going in the second round of the NFL draft. Is it going to be important as we go – into this thing, or is this just the way it's going to be all season with the tight end position not getting a lot of targets?
I think the targets come with who's open, and I, you know, the quarterback isn't told who to throw it to. He's going to throw it to who's open, and I think Lofton is going to have a breakout game at some point, and Bauman's done a great job as well, and that, you know, that room's pretty stacked. But I would not overlook the tight end position for the University of Miami. It's just, when does it hit? And if you go back 2 years ago, not last year they maximized, but 2 years ago there wasn't a whole lot of hits at that position. And I mean, it just isn't looking at it. Do you want to throw it to CJ Daniels or you want to throw it to Alex Bauman? I mean, what happens after the catch? But in reality, I don't think they even look at it that way. If the tight end's open and he's the first or second look, he's going to get the football.
Yeah.
And they're not, he's not going through the progressions to look to who he wants to look to. He's looking to who's open.
By the way, I'm Reuben Bain right now and Mezidor on the other side. They just look like completely, both of them, different players. Maybe it's the way they're used. Maybe it's coming off the injury and being healthy. But different gear, man, on the outside as pass rushers.
You know, I'm glad you say their names together because neither of them would be having the season they're having without the other one, right? Because who are you going to scheme against? You're going to say, all right, well, we're going to take Bain out. Okay, then Mezidor will eat. And then you've got to say, we've got to worry about Mezidor. Then Bain's going to eat. And they're getting better on the inside, too. You know, the defensive tackles have picked it up, especially last week. And that's going to help that position. But I go back to Bain, and you talk to Jason Taylor. I don't know. I can't remember. I'll just say I can't remember the last time I've seen a guy so committed to his craft on the defensive line. And, you know, he goes in there and night marks out on his own. I mean, after every practice, Joe, he and Jason are there working on techniques and working on get off and working on everything you can think of. So, you know, when you say Reuben Bain, you really have to say he's a professional right now. He's had a professional approach to this game since the day he hit campus, and it has been contagious to guys, you know, like Mezidor, and now, you know, your interior guys are seeing this, and it pays off.
It's funny you said that. I'm with Jason Taylor last year, and we're at a charity event, and he goes, "Oh my God, you're not going to believe who just texted me." And it was a weekend, off season. He goes, "I'm at camp working on some stuff we talked about." He sent him a video. Is this what you want to see? I was like,
think about it.
He goes, "This kid's going to be he's different." He said, "Joe, he a lot different," which I think everybody's seen how good. But it's not just by accident. The guy works at his talent, his arm, hands, his get off, his quickness, and anything he likes to. Anything Jason Taylor is cooking, he's eating right now, man. So
yeah, he buys every meal, and the thing is that he goes about it in the right way. He's quiet. He's professional. He's in class. He's not on any list except All American list. And he's a perfect example. And, as time will go on by, we're going to go look back and we're going to say, well, how did Mario get this thing turned around? Well, Maui Noah and Reuben Bain.
That'd be a good one.
Cornerstones,
right? From day one.
Yep.
From day
That's
one,
right.
They
yep.
were here. Hey, by the way, all right, the Gators.
Yeah, man.
We know about Lagway, who's got ridiculous talent, but – he turned it over 5 times last week. Nobody, as you and I always talk about, the turnover will kill you. And what's the biggest area you feel they can attack, and the strength of this Gators team?
I think the Gators, what's gone underrated here is the running game. They got the sophomore kid named Jaden Ball, and he's like 230 something pounds, and he can run inside, he can run outside, and I think that's. And then you look at their receiving core, whether Wilson, Brown, Sturdivant, and then they got this kid, Mazzell, and they all can run, they all can jump, they all can play, they all have good experience, except for the freshman. But Varnell Brown, I'd get him the ball as many times as I can, and Miami's got to watch out for him in the return. He's just so explosive, and it goes back to this. If you look at the University of Florida's record and you think it's an indication of their talent, you are off base completely. There is no lack of talent on any position group, offense or defense, for the University of Florida. Yeah. And it's just, why they are where they are. There's a million reasons. And I just hope that they don't find a way to fix it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, listen, this can be a lot of fun. And hey, man, you mind before I let you go? You still doing that? You don't mind if Canes fans are all jacked up about this game and the rest of the year, and might need a new floor if they're to call, your company and say, "Hey, I want DBJ to come out, and if the owner of the company will come out and talk some football with me, I'll put in some flooring with them." Can we still do that?
You can do it, Joe. Tell them I'm there every day. You call me now. I can't come out there Saturday.
Not game day. No, we're not doing game day. Hell no. I mean, where's your priorities, man? Company got to wait on that one. No, but we wanted to make sure. I just want to make sure you sign off on people think I make that up. So
no, I appreciate it, man. We're happy to do it. And,
you guys do great work, my man. All my guys, everybody does. We're talking to Bo and all the stuff you do, man, is great. No, yeah, we use them too. Oh, yeah, you should name it. Oh, yeah, we use them too. That's what you should do, the new name of the company. Oh, yeah, we use them too. Anyway, that's all my guys say, all the old guys that are downsizing right now. All right, hey, have a good one, buddy.
Out tomorrow? Catch up a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little sleeping.
I understand, bro.
I'm going to get a little sleep. I'm a little beat up right now. I got Buffalo beat up this time, though. It's a little different.
Yeah,
beat up.
All right. Yeah. See you later, Joseph.
Have a good one, brother. Thank you. Don Bailey Jr. joined the Hurricanes radio analyst. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us coming up 9 o'clock hour. We'll have him. But right now, it's still hurricane season. I see some of our local TV stations are have those noodles going all over. Could come here, could go there. Hey, man, protect your home. Protect your home with the best impact windows and doors, and make sure you have a really good roof. And if you don't, please call Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Let them get started for you. Get going. You got an old leaky roof. A lot of people, I'm going to wait one more year to save some money. Replace your old roof now, and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Get all the information you need, or you can call 954-500-LOCK. You can get that number, obviously, on the website. They got a great staff there that answers the phones. All they do, matter of fact, they should be up and drinking that first cup of coffee and ready to go. They cover all of South Florida, very competitive prices, and will do great work for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.